This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The government gave nod to increase the minimum support prices MSP for Rabi crops for marketing season 2025-26. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav briefed media about the cabinet decisions taken under the chairmanship of Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi. He said government has increased the MSP of Rabi crops to ensure remunerative prices to the growers for their produce. Mr. Vaishnav said the government also approved construction of Varanasi Pandit Deen Dayal Upadhyay multi-tracking project, including a new rail-cum-road bridge across Ganga River in Uttar Pradesh. The minister said this project will ease connectivity, minimize logistics cost, reduce oil imports and lower carbon dioxide emissions. The project will generate direct employment for about 10 lakh people during construction days. He said the project cost will be 2,642 crore rupees and will be completed in 4 years. The Union Cabinet approved 3% increase in DNS allowance DA for central government employees and DNS relief DR for pensioners. Mr. Vaishnav said increase in DA and DR will benefit over 49 lakh central government employees and over 64 lakh pensioners. The combined impact on the exchequer on account of both DA and DR will be over 9,448 crore rupees per annum. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will attend the celebrations of Abhidhamma Divas and recognition of Pali as a classical language in New Delhi today. The International Buddhist Confederation, in association with the Culture Ministry, is observing the International Abhidhamma Divas. The Prime Minister will share his insights on the significance of Abhidhamma Divas, the importance of the Pali language, and the government's ongoing efforts to preserve and promote the rich heritage of Buddhism. The recent recognition of Pali as a classical language along with four other languages enhances the significance of this year's Abhidhamma Divas celebrations, as Buddha's teachings on Abhidhamma are originally available in Pali language. Senior BJP leader Naib Singh will take oath as the Chief Minister of Haryana today. The swearing-in ceremony will be held at Shalimar Ground in Panchkula. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will attend the ceremony. Early in the day, Mr. Singh met Governor Bandaru Dattatreya after being elected as the leader of the Legislative Party and staked claim to form the government in the state. Mr. Naib Singh, after being elected as the leader of the Legislative Party, said that the result of the recruitment examination of 24,000 youth will be declared today. He said that providing employment to the youth is the priority of his government. The BJP Central Election Committee meeting concluded at the party headquarters in New Delhi. Attendees included Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Home Minister Amit Shah, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, BJP President JP Nadda and other senior leaders. The meeting was held to finalise the name of the candidates for the upcoming Maharashtra Assembly elections. Niti Aayog will organise a two-day International Methanol Seminar and Expo 2024 from today in New Delhi. The event will be held in collaboration with the Methanol Institute of the United States. This event will highlight the progress of projects, products and research and development initiatives related to methanol production, application and allied technological developments in the world. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has termed the meeting of the SCO Council of Heads of Government held in Islamabad yesterday as productive. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said 8 outcome documents were signed on the occasion. He highlighted that India made a positive and constructive contribution to the deliberations. The India AI Mission has selected 8 responsible AI projects in response to the expression of interest issued under the Safe and Trusted AI pillar. The Ministry of Electronics and IT emphasized that these projects recognize the need for robust safeguards to ensure the responsible development, deployment and adoption of AI. In cricket, opening day of the first test between India and New Zealand was completely washed out at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru. Day 2 is expected to have an early start with a toss today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.